This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, Jim. Here we are. Hello, everyone.
And Bridget, this is the time of the year when a lot of programs run their best of. They go on into their archives, and the hosts and things like that want to have the time off, so they go dig up some old programs and bring them on and call them best ofs. We're not doing that. This one's made for this week.
Yes.
You're hearing it right now, and it is one of our best of.
Well, yeah, the holiday season is a busy time, and we're heading into the new year, and you may be seeking some calm in your life or maybe considering a New Year's resolution. Well, today we're going to be talking about a program called Pietra Fitness, which helps you incorporate your faith and fitness into your daily life.
That sounds Latin.
Yeah, it does. Our guest today is Tekla Bedwell. She is a Pietra Fitness instructor who will tell us all about this body and spirit fitness program. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for just all your work.
Well, am I pronouncing that right? Pietra Fitness?
Yes. So Pietra, it comes from the root word Italian, which means rock. And it's often pronounced, you know, Pietra, Petra, Peter. And so everyone kind of has their own twist on it. But Pietra, yes, you are getting that correct.
And tell us again, like, what that means. Does it mean rock? Is that the translation then?
Yes. So it's, while it may derive even from Latin, the Pietra word is Italian, and it does mean rock. And so it comes from that kind of derivative of the rock of Christ and the church. And so it's founded on the foundations of Christ and his church.
Now, I was a little bit confused when we first got started here and kind of in our emailing back and forth. I thought that you were actually the founder, but you are actually an instructor. I'm curious how long this has been around and maybe how you got connected with it, maybe a little bit about your background. You mentioned, are you at Holy Rosary? Is that your parish?
So, I lovingly have been referred to as a Roman Catholic, R-O-A-M-I-N-G, but I belong to, I'm a parishioner at Holy Name of Jesus in Beech Grove, and my nieces and nephews attend Lumen Christi Catholic School next to Holy Rosary, so I'm often down there as well, and I'm at St. Rock, and I bounce around quite a bit, but so as an instructor, I came to know about Pietra Fitness about 2 years ago, and the founder of it, Karen Barbieri, she's from Cincinnati. She actually had kind of these ideas about this program back in 2006, and then 2015 was when the videos first came out, and then the online studio has grown from there, and that's where a lot of the recordings for the workouts are. So it's been kind of an underground thing for a while, but 2015 was when it first surfaced publicly.
Okay.
And so I really...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I came to know it through, I'm a massage therapist, and one of my clients presented it to me. And he knew part of my background, and he just kind of asked, you know, if I'd heard about it, and I hadn't. And so, I can kind of get into the little bit of backstory for me and give you like a Cliff Notes version of how I kind of came into it and just the desire that I had for it, and then how it all came to be.
Yeah, and I'm curious, as I was thinking about and reflecting on, you know, what you're doing, I was wondering, some people kind of get connected to ministries. This is kind of has multi dimensions. It's the fitness side, and then it also has the faith dimension side. Which side drew you in first, or was it kind of a both and?
Yeah, it was kind of a both and. I would say the faith for sure, and I think it was a total blend, right? Like it's always kind of because we desire this union with God. We kind of are naturally drawn to or inclined to the things that are spiritual. And so for me, I had already been on quite a spiritual seeking journey. So it really was something that when I heard about it and I read about it, I actually thought, like, I don't even want to get into this if this is something that's like just claiming to be Catholic yoga or kind of trying to blend the two, because I had already kind of gone down quite a long path of in and out of that. And so I actually drove to Cincinnati to meet with Karen, the founder, to just discuss kind of all of my questions that I had about the program and just to see really what it was. And it was clear really from the get-go that she had done her homework and that the program was so solid and so sound. And they had, she had actually presented it to two of the bishops in Cincinnati and asked, you know, if they would consider approving it for a inherently Catholic workout and a program. And so they said, actually, come back to us in 2 years and show us the fruits. And so she, you know, produced the program. They did kind of a trial run with it. And then 2 years later, she presented the fruits literally to the bishops. And it was so clear that the people who went through the formational program of Pietro Fitness were closer to Christ. They had a deep prayer life. They had developed kind of a foundation of formation in the faith, and that was certainly true for me. So it really, it was kind of a, I guess, to answer, that's a long-winded answer to your question of was it the spirituality or was it the physicalness, but to me it was both, but it was more because it was spiritually authentic and Catholic in its entirety.
We're talking with Tekla Bedwell. She is a Pietra fitness instructor. And I want to ask you, and I ask a lot of our guests this question. I don't think it was on our initial question sheet, but I'm curious, did you have some kind of a conversion experience, or were you Catholic your whole life and just kind of gradually, you know, were drawn to into a deeper relationship? I'm kind of curious about your story from a faith perspective. Did you grow up Catholic?
Yes, so I did. I grew up here on the south side of Indianapolis. I was raised in a Catholic family, kind of nominally Catholic. I went to St. Jude and Roncalli and had a beautiful childhood, a beautiful experience, you know, growing up in the faith. But it wasn't what I would call devout by any stretch. And, you know, the only kind of inconvenience I would say that my faith ever was as a child or as a youth was that we would always go to Mass, even when we traveled, like on Sundays. So it was something where it was like, oh, you know, if we're on vacation, gosh, we're going to Mass on Sunday. So it was really kind of a nominally Catholic raising. But so I went through, you know, grade school, high school. I never had a falling away from the faith, so to speak. And two things have always been really profoundly true in my life, and they're total graces because I couldn't, you know, acquire them if I tried. But one is that I've never doubted the existence of God, and I've always known that I'm deeply loved by Him. And so those two things, I think, are kind of, they were like the thread that carried me through a lot of my wandering wayward years. And so I just to give kind of the listeners a background, I did do 2 years of college education down in southern Indiana for elementary education, and really just kind of wasn't happy with the school system. And so thankfully, I came out of school before graduating, and my parents were very kind to allow me to move back home with the understanding that I would get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, and I worked at a physical therapy office, and that's kind of where I kind of introduced to maybe a different career, and I thought about PT, and I was always interested in the body. I think one of the questions, you know, that I had here prior to this was I always a fitness buff?
And, yeah, were you?
Movement has always been, I think, a part of my life. I've always been really active. I ran track. For like 3 years at St. Jude, I taught a 5:30, I think, in the morning class that was like kind of anything I could think of, really. It was, you know, kind of a HIIT style workout, but it was really just me making stuff up and jumping around and having fun with some people real early in the morning. So, and we would pray before that and after that. So that was between 2010 and 2013 while I was living here in Indy. And, so I worked at the PT office, and I didn't want to go back to school for that, but I was really interested in the body, and so I actually went through massage therapy school it was a one-year program. It was a really good fit, and just kind of satiated the desire to continue to learn about the body and to learn about movement, and so I did that, and then I moved actually in 2013 uh, for for reasons of my grandmother had passed away here, and I was caring for her. And so I knew when she passed, I would do something kind of radically different. And again, I was still like nominally practicing my faith. I mean, church on Sundays and nothing extra or nothing beyond that. And so I moved to Florida in 2013, and I worked on a private yacht for a year. And I was their stewardess and a deckhand, and I kind of didn't do anything with massage therapy, even though I thought that's what I was going to be doing. And then through that, I actually met a yoga instructor who was also a massage therapist, and she was the one who kind of introduced me to the practice of yoga and then invited me to Hawaii for a yoga retreat. And so I, when I quit the boat, I flew out to Hawaii, and I stayed there for a couple weeks. I had a pretty big encounter with like kind of recognizing that there was a deeply spiritual element to yoga. And so I was really curious about that, and I kind of wanted to get to the heart of it. And so I went to Rishikesh, India for 3 months and did a 200-hour teacher training in vinyasa yoga, and then had a profound encounter with Christ's mercy. And literally it was kind of like Jesus just picked me up and placed me in the church. And so I had this just radical encounter where I then discovered a Catholic church in northern India, and really from that point, and that was 2015, and, you know, thinking back on timing, it's always amazing because, you know, Pietra Fitness was coming to surface in 2015, and that's when I had this big encounter where I was, like, kind of coming back full circle into the church, and so I started daily mass, and it just became profoundly true that the Eucharist was what the center of everything was. It was like I had this really deep desire to bring very religious people and very spiritual people together and like recognize that you need both to even begin to understand the Eucharist. And so I didn't have a conversion out of yoga, so to speak, because I started blending the practices and I started teaching Christ-centered yoga. And I did that for a little while here in Indiana, and then I actually flew back to Hawaii and then back to India a second time and went to the South this time and did a 300-hour teacher training in Hatha yoga. And so I had kind of multiple seeds being placed throughout my experience within traveling and then within just being open to the practice itself, that I was noticing the conflict within my heart about just like the authenticity of being both Catholic and practicing yoga. And I authentically attempted to do both for a little while. And so then it was 2016 that I came back home kind of under the impression that I was just like, Lord, I'm kind of at my wit's end. Like I've done all the things I think I have needed to do. And now I'm open to like what you want me to do. And so I practiced yoga for another year here in India, and I was attracted to one particular studio that was very authentically spiritual. And I was attracted to it because, truthfully, it was like, to me, it was in line with what I had experienced in India. And I, to this day, I'm not sure if I hadn't come back to the West and kind of seen things maybe from a little bit more of a distance, I'm not sure if I would have left the practice. But it was not until I started seeing things being practiced in the West that I knew were contrary to the faith, things like fire ceremonies and prayer ceremonies that I had been involved in India, but somehow in the West, in America, it was like, oh, that is not something that I practice with my faith. And the straw that really broke the camel's back that kind of severed the ties of the practice of yoga for me was that one of the instructors that I was working with at the time, I asked if I could bring a cross in to the yoga studio that I was teaching in, and she said, yeah, we can lay that at Hanuman's feet. And Hanuman, for those who don't know, is a monkey god, and it's one of the many deities in Hinduism. And I was like, ooh, I don't think I serve a god who lays at the feet of other gods. And so I really, at that point, had to kind of have this reconciling of, like, I don't think I actually can be practicing this. And I had gone really from yoga to Christ-centered yoga to mindful movement was what I wanted to teach because I recognized just the implementations of calling it yoga even. And then to, okay, I need to just stop all things to do with all of these practices. And so it was about 6 months of quiet before I was introduced to Pietra Fitness.
So at that moment, we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about all about Pietro Fitness. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and Jim's kind of been goofing around, but that's nothing new. We're talking about Pietro Fitness, and we're talking with Tekla Bedwell, who is an instructor.
And the question people from time to time ask is, they say, well, the church doesn't seem to be in favor of yoga very much. What's wrong with it? I mean, people get together, they are, actually, you can do it by yourself. You stretch and you meditate and different things like that. Those seem like good things. Tekla, what is the problem with the church, Catholic Church, and yoga? You touched on it in the first portion, but if you kind of just let people know why the two don't match so well.
Yeah, it's such a good question. And on the surface, I think it's good to acknowledge that like 98% of what's being practiced in the West and is being called yoga is mostly void of a lot of the spiritual elements that are inherent to yoga. So I think a lot of people, you know, do see it as just stretching or just, you know, strengthening the body or just, you know, having this calm and peace. But it's a lot deeper. So yoga actually comes from the Sanskrit word yuj, and it means to be united to. And it's inherently spiritual in that the asana practice, which is the physical practice, which is what we see here in the West, is only one limb of the eight-limb process, which the ultimate goal is realization of the divine within you, and therefore you are inherently divine, and therefore you are either a god or a goddess. So the end goal of what I would call kind of authentic yoga is ultimate realization that you yourself are God. And so in a sense that the way we see it practiced here in the West, it's not doing it a full service to what it actually intends and what its ultimate goal is. And so that's where I think, you know, I was so grateful when I was getting into yoga. I had my sister is devoutly Catholic, and she was kind of putting these thoughts into my head, like, do you really need to practice that? Like, she was being very kind and very generous, because I think she knew I was stubborn, that I was going to go ahead and go to India anyway and kind of do my journey. But yeah, so I think it's good to make the distinction for listeners of really what yoga is, what its intended goal is, and then the way in which we practice it here in the West.
Now you mentioned earlier in the program, and it's probably worth repeating, of what happened when you asked if you could bring a crucifix to a yoga class while you were in India.
Right, and I actually asked that here in the States.
Oh, okay.
So that was an experience here. And so when I did that, you know, it was clear to me that if yoga acknowledges Christ, which it does actually, in a sense, a lot of what the I would say distinction to be made is that Jesus is just one of many gods. So he is not the Son of God. He's not over other gods. But if that works for you, then that's what works for you. And I think kind of this attitude of like, well, your truth is your truth, flies in the face against, you know, Christ saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And that's a bold thing to proclaim. And then it's kind of up to us to decide if we really believe that and if we really follow that. So I think it's good to say that that while the different practices are out there, to make the distinction of what Christianity really proclaims and why it's so radical, in this kind of context of what we're seeing both in the secular world and kind of with this like polytheistic view and monism, which is just kind of all is one, and the universe. So you mentioned, Jim, earlier, you know, people saying, what's wrong with like saying, I'm just going to open my mind to the universe? And the reality is, like, when we create space, there's something that fills that space. And so what is it that we are allowing to fill that space? And I think as Christians, we have to be really mindful and really diligent about what we let in and what we focus on. So that's where I would caution listeners, and particularly I know myself. I know I was stubborn in thinking that yes, you can absolutely practice yoga, and yes, you can absolutely be Catholic. So I understand that listeners will hear that and be like, yeah, I'm totally doing that. But I would maybe just challenge you to think a little bit further, or to dig a little bit deeper into the Catholic faith.
And so what yeah. we're really talking about in this program is kind of an alternative to yoga.
Are you hungry?
It's getting near lunchtime as we're recording this.
So tell us about Pietra Fitness, how it works, and what people can expect, and how they can engage in that. We've got about 6 minutes left.
Yeah, so Pietra Fitness is a stretching and strengthening workout that utilizes Christian meditation in the Catholic tradition. So it pulls from the Catholic theology that the body is created for worship, and so we can work out, absolutely. You can stretch and strengthen, like, void of spirituality. There's nothing wrong with that. But because we are made in the image of God, we do have these vessels that desire worship. And so it combines and blends the physical and spiritual aspects in a inherently Catholic theology. And so what you can expect if you would come to any class or do any of our online classes is you'll find 9 key elements throughout. And so we always open with prayer intentions, including the Pope, the bishops, and all the priests, including the chaplain of Pietra Fitness. And then we do the sign of the cross. We have opening prayer. And then we read from Scripture, and we have that as our focal point. And we begin every class in utilizing the breath as a way to calm the body and therefore to focus on Christ. And we have gratitude that we incorporate as well, just because Thanksgiving is who we are as a people of Christ. And then we go through a warm-up, which includes a bodily prayer posture, which is what St. Dominic really coined. He has 9 bodily prayer postures that he was known to practice when he was in Eucharistic adoration. And so we pull from those bodily prayer postures in order to unite the mind, body, and soul in worship of God. And then we have the workout, which is about 30 minutes, and it'll have the second and third bodily prayer postures in it. And then the wind down, which has the long hold and meditation. So this seeks to get a little bit deeper into the connective tissue of the body, as well as the meditation, which is read, and it's either from A Life of the Saints or from church teaching or from the catechism. And then we go through a resolution, so just a concrete action of how we put that faith into action. And then we reread Scripture and close with a prayer and the sign of the cross. And every class will have those elements in it. And if it depends, there's classes anywhere from 30 minutes to 60 minutes. And then currently I'll be working on some shorter videos for more accessibility.
Now, how widespread is this? I think you mentioned maybe it started in Cincinnati. Is this a worldwide movement at the moment, or how big is it?
Yeah, so it's still, I would say, definitely in the infant stages. We excitingly have an instructor going through the formation in Australia. So, and we have, I think, 2 in Mexico and maybe 1 in South Africa. But it is in throughout the U.S. And, you know, it's a great question. I think we probably have around 100 instructors at this point. And, yeah, so it's still infant stages, but growing, and definitely there's a need for it.
Is this something that someone could start at their parish, I'm assuming post-COVID, I guess, but is this something that people would start in their parish, or something they would do individually at their home?
Both. So it just depends on if you have an instructor that can come into your parishes, but absolutely that's something, hopefully, in a post-COVID world that we can do. But currently the online studio is the best place to go for people, and if you would like to visit that, it's pietrafitness.com, and that is Pietra fitness.com. And then you click on the online studio, you can do a 2-week free trial and just try all of the different instructors, the different videos. There's 3 levels. It'd either be gentle, level 1, level 2, so it's really accessible for people of all fitness or any kind of movement backgrounds. And there's modifications offered for each class. So you can really kind of select what works best for you.
And then I think what I saw, there's like a $9.99 monthly subscription if you want to do it that way. Am I thinking of that correctly, or is there other different levels of selection.
To my knowledge, it's $9.99 per month, and then that will just give you unlimited access to all the videos, and that would probably be the wisest move, especially just to try all of the different instructors, different levels, just to see what fits for you.
So we just have a couple minutes left. How has being a part of this Pietra Fitness impacted your faith life?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, for the instructors that go through the formation process, it took me about a year to go through, and it really just gave me a concrete way in which I could be formed. And so, like I said, I was raised nominally Catholic, so it really kind of helped me dive into my faith. It was definitely a way to hold me accountable to a prayer life, so I developed a consistent prayer life, daily reception of the sacraments and accountability through spiritual direction. And so it really helped form me in the faith in such a way that allowed me to kind of then move freely in it, to really kind of know what I was doing and practicing. So it was such a good foundation for my life of prayer. And it actually has led me into a discernment of a vocation. So it's been pretty impactful on my life.
Well, I would say, just from our conversation here, you'd make one heck of a nun.
And there's the married vocation too.
Well,
so
too.
You know, whatever, you know, God can use you wherever you go.
You know, and actually, I'll share it with you. So the third vocation is to consecrated life.
That's
and
right,
it's consecrated lay life, and that's currently what I'm in discernment of, and so. It was really through Pietra Fitness in many different ways that could be stories in and of themselves. But I love that the Holy Spirit works in such beautiful and unpredictable ways.
So, Tekla, could you give us the website one more time?
Yes, it's pietrafitness.com, pietrafitness.com.
Our guest today has been Tekla Bedwell. She is the Pietra Fitness Instructor here in the Indianapolis metro area. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.